AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is on his first international trip as president.
The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tomorrow, Biden is expected to announce buying 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I do not want to get ahead of the president, who will be speaking to this issue tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about additional steps the United States is taking.
Sources say the U.S. will donate the vaccines through the U.N. to 92 low-income nations and the African Union. A federal report is out on why protesters were cleared from an area near the White House last summer.
Demonstrators protesting George Floyd's death were forced out of Lafayette Park with pepper pellets and flashbangs a half hour before then-President Trump walked across the park for a photo op. The Interior Department's Inspector General says park police did not break up the protest because of Trump, but rather so a contractor could start installing new fencing. The report says while the move was justified, law enforcement agencies did not communicate well enough with each other or with protesters about the crackdown, which critics say was politically motivated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A Canadian company drops plans to build the Keystone XL pipeline in the U.S. after President Biden blocked the permit approved by former President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
After years of delays because of environmental concerns, the Trump administration had revived construction on the controversial pipeline that would have transported Canadian crude to Nebraska and then use other lines to the Gulf Coast. President Biden, on his first day in office, revoked the permit. Attorneys general from 21 states filed suit trying to get the permit restored.
I'll take game shows for $200. Answer, the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Question, what organization is working with writers, producers, hosts, and contestants, gathering scripts, props, set designs, and other material for a National Archive of TV game show history? The plan is for a permanent display as well as traveling exhibitions. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.